What went wrong on the Columbia? NASA's now handed over the investigation to an independent review board headed by retired Admiral Harold Gaiman. The investigation will no doubt cover much of the same ground that NASA's Aerospace Safety Board covered last year when it presented its concerns about the safety of shuttle flights. Richard D. Blomberg spent 15 years on that board, 4 years as its chair. In sobering testimony last March, Mr. Blomberg told Congress that he had never been more worried about future shuttle missions. Richard Blomberg is now president of Dunlap & Associates in Fairfield, Connecticut, and joins us from the studios of member station WSHU there. Mr. Blomberg, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And I've got to ask, sir, what went through your mind when you saw what happened last week?
I was incredulous because my warning, so-called, was for the long term, and I was very confident that safety was being very well served in the present.
Take us back, if you can, to your concerns.
Post-Challenger, there was a complete reassessment of the space shuttle and all of its systems, and there was a great deal of money poured into making sure that safety was enhanced. And it was quite obvious that that level of expenditure just could not be sustained forever. And sure enough, as budgets tightened, NASA's budget kept getting more and more tight. And so in order to come up with enough money to meet all of the requirements of flying safely, they started to use money that had originally been planned to be used for long-term improvements and foreseeing that the space shuttle could fly throughout the entire life of the International Space Station, which is about to 2020 or beyond. And that's what really started to concern us.
Mm-hmm. I remember when the Challenger blew up in the skies and people were muttering, where's the escape pod? And there were even some people last week that were wondering, where is the escape vehicle, where is the chamber? And, of course, the quick answer is that there is none. Should there be? Can you design some kind of escape mechanism?
Well, NASA has undertaken some studies recently in the last few years to look at what would be involved in escape mechanisms, I think both as a retrofit to the shuttle and for any new vehicle. It's not a very simple matter. Escape systems, first of all, have their own inherent dangers. They bring a lot more explosive devices on board the vehicle and other breaches to the hull of the vehicle. With respect to the shuttle, you've got a major portion of the vehicle that would have to be ejected to get all seven out.
You've praised NASA's human spaceflight programs as safety conscious and the most safety effective operation you've ever seen. And then in 2001, you and four other people were forced off. Why did that happen?
I can only speculate, and I don't know how productive that would be. I think there was a difference of opinion between the members of the panel and some officials within NASA about the role of the Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel. We jealously guarded our independence and felt that it was extremely important for an agency dealing in programs as complex as the space shuttle to have an independent group that could stand back and look at the big picture and ask questions. And remember, we looked not only at the space shuttle, but at everything NASA did that was related to human safety. Mm-hmm. There were others who felt that since the panel was there, they should represent a technical consulting group, which was not independent, but rather was there to have technical expertise in very specialized areas where NASA thought they needed help. And when our charter was revised to reflect that latter role, virtually all of us objected. Now, whether that led to the change or whether the change would have happened anyway, I can't really say.
What do you see the purpose of a manned space program as being now?
Well, there are numerous purposes. I've listened to people at the various memorial services talk about the need for humans to explore. From an operational and practical standpoint, there are just things that humans can do in space that cannot be done robotically. We don't have to look much farther than the Hubble Space Telescope to understand that. It was launched with a defect. Had it been launched on an expendable launch vehicle and put in orbit, it would have been a piece of space junk. But there's nothing routine about putting humans into space. It's a dangerous business, and it needs constant vigilance and constant upgrading.
Mr. Blomberg, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Richard Blomberg, former chair of NASA's Safety Advisory Board, who now heads Dunlap & Associates, speaking from the studios of WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.